Thank you, Andrew. Now, you might gather that our theme today is prayer. So let me pray before we come to God's word. Father, we want to thank you for your word. It really is that mirror into our own lives, Father. So we ask that you may give us ears to hear, minds that can understand, and a will that really has that desire to pray to you, our Lord and our Saviour, in your name. Amen. Now, those of you who got the quiz, you might want to pick it up because this is now where the quiz really kicks in. Hint. Right, I'm now going to shout out four words, and I wonder what you might use these for, okay? I want to tell me what you want to use these for. Paper.
Drawing.
Brilliant. Yep. Another one. Rope.
Rescue.
Tug of war. Yeah, tug of war. Like it. Words. Prayer.
God.
Yeah. Now, we all know about prayer, or we think we know about prayer, but do we really know about prayer? So some of the things we're going to be thinking out this morning is, what is prayer? How does prayer work? Why do we pray, and how do we pray? Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to look at three examples in God's word. I'm going to split you up into three. I know as a room we naturally split into two, which is why I'm going to split us into three. If you can bring the next one up as well, Stuart. You can just pick your own one. So some of you over here, you can pick up the 2 Kings reference. You guys sort of in the middle can pick up the Genesis one. Sorry, it's dropped the 15. And you guys can look at the Luke. And what I'd like us to do is answer these 5 questions. So look at the verse you've got there. Ask yourself, who is praying? What did they pray? When did they pray? Where did they pray? And what was the result? Okay, you've got 30 seconds. Let me give you a couple of minutes to read it through, see if you can grab those answers. Do just one of the three verses there and see how you get on. And then we'll all come together and we'll run through it together. So grab yourself a Bible, look up one of those passages and see what answers you get for those 5 questions. You can talk to each other as you do it as well. I'll give you 1 more minute. Right, let's see how well we've done, shall we? You're going to do a lot of clicking now, Stuart. Sorry, mate. Okay, who did 2 Kings 4? Brilliant. Right. In your passage, who was praying? Thanks, Stuart. As I shouted out, go do it. What did they pray? Yeah, carry on. Yeah, and when did they pray, in a sense, relative to what was going to happen, I guess? Yeah, right then and then. Thank you, straight away. Where were they when they prayed? Yep. Indoors. And what was the result?
Boy Liv. Excellent. Well done. Now, you get the idea of what I expected of you, wasn't it? You had to guess what answer was in Mark's head, but well done. You've done it there. Can we have the next one? Thanks, Stuart. Those of you on Genesis 24, who was praying? Servant, actually, I thought he was. Yeah, thank you. What did he pray?
For a wife.
Yeah. Yeah, wife for Isaac. When did they pray?
Before he left.
Yeah, exactly, before he left. Where was he when he prayed?
In the
yeah, just outside, wasn't he? And what was the result?
He prayed a specific prayer, and he got that direct
answer. Amazing, isn't it? A specific prayer, and there, just as he says, Amen, Rebecca's walking forward. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? That's how to get a wife. Thanks, Stuart. Next one. Luke 24. Who was praying?
Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah. What did he pray? Yeah, take this from me. Yeah, yeah. When did he pray? Yeah, it's night and it's just before it was about to happen. Where did he pray? Where was he when he prayed? Yeah, Mount of Olives outside on the hill. And what was the result? Yeah, the angel appeared to, I haven't put that down. Yeah, he was given strength by the angel. Yeah, but he still did it, didn't he? Take this away from me. The Lord said, you're doing it, but I'm going to strengthen you to do it. So, yeah. So, thanks, Stuart. Next one. So when it comes to us then, or people, who can pray?
Everyone.
Thank you. What can we pray? For anything. Yeah. When can we pray?
Anytime.
And where can we be when we pray? Are you getting the result here? But what is the result? Yeah. God will answer. That's the thing, is God always answers our prayers. Yes. It may be a yes and it happens. It might be a not yet. Wait for it. Or it might just be a no. Remember, a no is an answer as much as a yes. We kind of pray and expect a yes. And there's a certain extent to which Scripture says if we pray and pray in faith, we will get the answer. If it's according to God's will. But sometimes God says no. You know. So prayer, it's a precious thing. We kind of know what it is. But so we've looked at who, what, when, and where. But now we're going to ask the question, what is prayer? Why do we pray? How does prayer work? And how do we pray? So if you close your Bibles, open it up again. Matthew chapter 6. Should have cleaned my teeth this morning. Matthew chapter 6. And let's see what is prayer. Now, has anybody here come across a guy called John Bunyan?
Yes.
Now, he is famous for writing a number of books, actually, but there's one particular book, Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah. I tell you what, if you've never read that book, I highly recommend reading that book. For a long time, it was number two in terms of global sales and print, second only to the Bible. That's no longer quite the case, but it was the second most popular book in the world in its time. Now, he also wrote a book on prayer, and this is the sentence from his book regarding prayer. He says, what is prayer? True prayer is a sincere and sensible pouring out of our heart to God. True prayer is a sincere and sensible pouring out of our hearts to God. And I thought that was actually quite a helpful summary of what prayer is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15. Now, if you look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 7, we've got two people praying, but I wonder whether you can notice there's two motives here in their prayer. Look at the first people that are described, and then look at the second. Can you see how their motives are different? So you've got the first people, they're standing in the public, they're praying aloud, they want everybody to hear them, they want to be recognised as being prayerful. Man, they're amazing, listen to their prayers. But is that really sincere? What do you think? No, I don't think that is a sincere example of prayer. So what does sincere prayer look like? Well, look at the other example. What is the key differences? What differences do you spot in the second example?
Private.
Prayer in private, where others cannot see us or even hear us. We're not seeking that adoration from others, but seeking God. Prayer is that sincere motive in our heart. So what might that look like for us? Well, it is finding that quiet place. Now, I know for some of us, that doesn't really exist in our crazy lives, where we are at the moment. But remember just what John said earlier about his quiet time. There was a time in his life that just because of the busyness and craziness of it, it just wasn't working. But then Ben gave him a book and he found time to do it. And that's similar with prayer, isn't it? That find in our lives where it does work. That might be just going into the shed or into the garden or you know, when I go to the bathroom to pray, you know, because the kids lock the door. Or in the car. Yeah, driving to school, driving to work. Please keep your eyes open. It's okay to pray with your eyes open when you're driving. But then why do we close our eyes? We close our eyes because to lessen the distractions of what is around us. Prayer is that sincere looking for our God to speak to him. So let's try and find a good spot in our lives to pray to our God. And there's a very good reason to pray to God. I wonder if you noticed that in the end of verse 6. Because when we pray, God rewards us. Now, Matthew doesn't actually tell us what that reward is, so let me give you some. Jeremiah 29, 12 to 13 says this, and this is God speaking. When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you. What a promise that is of God. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. What an encouragement to pray to our God. When we pour out our hearts to God with that sincere desire to meet with him, he promises to listen and we know he answers. Prayer is a sincere outpouring of our hearts to God, finding a good place and praying in the right spirit as well. Now, when I was growing up, my brother and I, you'd be quite surprised about this actually, with me and my brother, we used to fight all the time. He actually put me into hospital twice, although he's half the man I am in every way. It's what he used to use that normally put me into hospital. Now, my parents used to have to break us up. I'm looking forward to it with these two, you know. They used to break us up, and you know how parents do. Say sorry to each other. Now, how do you think we said sorry? All right. Now, was that sincere? No. Never was, well, I say never was sincere, most likely not. But it's not just when we fight, is it? It's also, have you been in that situation, as I certainly was as a kid, your parents ask you to say grace. And you say, oh, why did you ask me to say grace? And so it's, thank you for having me on. Is that sincere? No. No. It's to say, in this example of my brother and I, it was to say sorry and really mean it. And when it's in times of saying grace, it's being really thankful for God. Prayer is a sincere desire to pour out our hearts to God. And it's also, thanks Stuart, a sensible outpouring of our hearts to God. Actually, do you want to go up one? I think it's up one. Just up one. Keep going. You've gone too far. Up. Thank you. Just stick it on that one forever. So I don't know about you, but how you pray, but prayer isn't just that sort of what we could call that verbal diarrhea of just pouring out words and words and words and words and words. Prayer is a response to that sense of a genuine feeling of emotion to our God. It's to be sensible. Do you know, when you've just come across a friend who's got another partner in their life, you know, you're excited for them, aren't they? And you go through all those questions. Now, what are they like? Are they good looking? Are they a good kisser? How do they ask you out? You know, where did they take you? You know, how did it go? How do they make you feel? You know, you pour out all those sort of questions because you're happy for them. You want to know something about how it went. You're just being It's a genuine, isn't it, desire? And that's how prayer should be. It's that genuine longing for our God to bring the things from our heart before him and to hear from him too. Now, just scan your eyes over the Lord's Prayer. I know we've read the Lord's Prayer every week, so you've done it at least 40 times while I've been here this year. But can you see the sense and the emotion that there is in how we pray? So when he says, hallowed, or when we say, hallowed be your name, That's the sense of awe and wonder and adoration of our God, isn't it? And when we pray, "Your will be done," that's a recognition of his sovereignty, isn't it? He is king. He is God. Hallowed be your name. Your will be done. And when we request for bread, in a sense, we are recognizing our dependence upon God. We need you, even for our everyday provisions. And when we ask God to forgive us, there is that recognition of the holiness of God. God is holy, and what I do can offend him. And when we say, "Lead us not into temptation," it recognizes our humanness, our helplessness, our dependence upon God to get us through each day in a way that honors him. So what is prayer? Go back to the green one, thanks, Stuart. Prayer is a sincere and sensible pouring out of our hearts to God. But how does prayer work? Thanks, Stuart. How does prayer work? Do you know, Matthew doesn't actually strictly answer that question, but it involves the three persons of the Godhead, if you can find that one, Stuart. It's the one with the four squares. We love tech. It involves the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Note to those of you doing the quiz, this diagram is on your sheets. God sends to his people his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God within us gives us that sense, that understanding there is a God. We get to know God through the work of his Holy Spirit within us. That in us then causes us to want us to cry out, to pray to God, to listen to God, to want to talk to him about our day. Do any of you ever, I call it journaling with God. So it is useful to have set times when we know we're going to pray to God, but also we can pray to God anywhere, anytime, can't we? We've said that already. Journaling, I call it, and that's the Holy Spirit within us. And the wonderful thing is when we pray to God, it is through our Lord Jesus Christ that brings our prayers to God. This is an amazing cycle. The whole Godhead is involved in our prayer. What a privilege that is. God sends his Spirit to us that works within us, that gives us that desire to know God and to speak to God. And as we speak to God, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ our prayers come up to him. Prayer is an amazing relationship that we have with our God. But why do we pray? Thanks, Stuart. We know it's Yeah, that's one of the reasons, definitely. When we got that sense that we need to say sorry to God, we do pray for forgiveness. And we know it's perfectly normal to pray, don't we? We know that prayer is a sincere, sensible pouring out of our hearts to God. We know that our sincerity and sense comes through the work of the Holy Spirit, and those prayers come before our God through Jesus. But what's our motive? Because verse 8 actually gives a problem. I don't know if you notice it there. Why do we pray? We look at verse 8. Our Father knows what we need to pray for before we pray it. So what's the point of praying if he knows it? And some people have said, well, what? Yeah, I've raised that very question. I don't need to pray. And in a sense, that's right. But we do pray. Why do we pray? Thanks, Stuart. The Holy Spirit of God within us gives that desire. You know, imagine you've got a friend or in the relationship you're in at the moment, if you never spoke to each other. I'm not talking about the silent treatment. That's something else. But imagine if in your day-to-day life, you never spoke to each other. It doesn't work, does it? So the Holy Spirit gives us that desire to talk to our God, our King, our Lord, our Saviour, our friend. It's a normal part of having a relationship as well. It's also an expression of our trust to God, that we pray to him. And also God really desires us to pray to him. Do you know, we had the curry night on Friday night. It's a very good curry. Thanks, John. I didn't need to eat for a couple of days after that one, so I'm most grateful to you. Do you know, we didn't have to pray about that event, did we? Because God was going to work through it, whatever. So why do we pray? Because through prayer, we become a very much an integral part of that event, don't we? As we see God bringing people along, as we see the food being run, as all the practicalities come together and work well, and it's a really good evening, it's a good talk, it's a good time of conversation, because we've prayed, at the end of that event, it gives us a natural thing to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the people who did it. Thank you for everything happening well. Thank you for the people that came along. Thank you for those who listened. Thank you for the conversations. Yes, we don't have to pray, but we do pray because we have that desire to pray and to be part of God's work in this world. We are encouraged to pray. And lastly, we could think about how do we pray? Well, Jesus has given us that perfect example, hasn't he? The Lord's Prayer, which is why as a church we say it every week. And I tell you what, if there's ever a time when you think, oh, I just don't know what to pray, or I don't feel like praying, the best thing we can do is just pray that Lord's Prayer. It's amazing how encouragement. I have been through times when I really didn't want to pray, and just night after night, I used to just pray the Lord's Prayer. And it's just keeping that connection, keeping that correct discipline in our lives. But we don't have to just do the Lord's Prayer. And what you've got in front of here is probably a well-known structure of how we can pray. We use God's prayer that Jesus gave us to inspire our own prayers. And they start with adoration to our God. God, you are amazing. God, you are the creator. God, you are. Prayers like that, prayers of adoration. Hallowed be your name. Prayers of confession, when we say sorry to God for the things that we've done that day. Prayers of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for helping me. I thank you for my food. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for. And supplication, that's a very big word to mean our requests. Starting with adoration, then confession, thanksgiving, and then our requests in supplication. Our God loves to hear us to speak to him. So let's be individuals and a church that's devoted to prayer. And if you look in your brochures, our report for this year, you know, it gives us some of the opportunities that we have to pray as a church, as individuals, or we meet on Wednesdays at midday. We once first Thursday every month we meet as a community to pray. We got opportunities to pray after the service. We pray in our home groups. We pray at home in our one-to-ones. May we be those who are devoted to prayer. Do you remember we started in January with our verse of the year? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. May we be a prayerful people. Let me pray. Jesus, thank you that you've given us that grand example that we may pray to you. Father, thank you that you are a God who is adorable, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thank you that you are God who does forgive us as we confess our sins to you. Father, we thank you that you are a God who gives us so much that we just have to overflow in awe and wonder and thanks for you. But Father, also we give you praise that you are a God who answers our prayers as the things that we need in our life. Father, as a church, as individuals, may you encourage us to be prayerful. In your name and for your glory. Amen.